This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah group said on Saturday it had fired rockets at Israel as top U.S. and EU diplomats visited the region to seek ways to halt spillover from the war. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Israel and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah group exchanged fire on Saturday, amid fears that the Gaza war could spill into Lebanon. Hezbollah, the Lebanese ally of Gaza's Hamas, said it had hit a key Israeli observation post with 62 rockets. That was described as a preliminary response to the killing of Hamas's deputy chief Salah al-Araoui on Tuesday. Israel's military said approximately 40 launches had been identified from Lebanon towards the area of Meron in northern Israel. It said it had responded with an unmanned aerial vehicle strike on, quote, the terrorist cell responsible. According to the military, Israeli fighter jets and troops also struck a series of Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Israel bombed southern Gaza Saturday as the UN warned the besieged Palestinian territory had been rendered uninhabitable by 3 months of war. The fighting triggered by the October 7th attacks on southern Israel by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants shows no signs of abating, with the conflict entering its fourth month on Sunday. 11 people were killed Saturday in Russian shelling in Ukraine's partially occupied Donetsk province, according to its regional governor. 5 children were among the dead, and 8 further people were wounded in the attack, he said. Ukraine's military claimed Saturday it successfully attacked a military airbase in the western...